Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcast.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And
hello and welcome to another episode of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. This is episode number 250, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Westerly, Rhode Island, and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host. What am I going to call you? You're like poolside Mike now, huh? Down in sunny Southwest Florida. How's it going today, Mike?
Doing good. How are you, Mr. Klinsman?
I thought you were going to say you like moved your computer out to the lanai and you were recording from the hot tub or something.
Yeah, you know what? I can probably do that in the next episode with the bring the laptop and the microphone.
Yeah, just don't electrocute yourself.
No.
So you got water in there and everything now, huh?
Yep.
Now, what's the, like, is it just, like, you just got to get the pool guy over, or you can do whatever you want now?
No, we're done. He came over. Today was the last phase.
So all the chemicals are in there, everything you need?
He came over and shocked it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a bunch of different processes. It was pretty interesting. I was outside watching him today.
And you're going to hire someone to come, what is it, once a month or every couple
weeks? Well, we got it free for a month.
Oh, okay.
So he came and he shocked everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then he ran the filter. And it was interesting because we have it's this new technology where it basically cleans itself.
Okay.
They have like these jets that are down at the bottom of the pool and these things come up and it blows all the dirt into one area.
Oh, so basically like moves the dirt around with the jet and then it gets sucked up by the filter?
Yeah, so it's not sitting there waiting to be vacuumed. Because you know how, you know, it gets to the bottom and sometimes it stains and it's really hard to vacuum it up.
Yeah.
So it just moves everything. So we had all these holes, and I said, I thought they were, like, there's a hole where the umbrella's going in the sun shelf, and then there's a hole we upgraded, we put a jet in the sun shelf, kind of like if you go into those zero-entry pools at Disney,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
where, like, they have, like, those waters, you know, water spouts that you can put your feet over.
Right.
And all that. So when he turned on the filter, like, all the jets were going, there was just dirt and mud, just, I was like, whoa, what the hell? So then he had to come and he had to put all these things in. The pool's already, like, just about full. And he's got, like, this thing that he has to hook all the things into the holes at the bottom of the pool for the cleaning and this and that. And I said, well, why didn't you guys do it, like, yesterday before they started filling up? He said, because they had to flush all the dirt out first.
Oh, all right.
Get everything out of those drains and out of the pipes.
Huh.
So he was over about an hour and a half. And,
wow.
So he goes, so he's showing me some stuff. I'm like, I'm not one of those busybodies who's like looking at your work. I'm like, this fascinates me. Like, the building of a house is one thing, but building of a pool is so interesting.
Right.
And he's at the back and he's working on the heater and this and that. He's like, all right, so here's how you turn the heater on for the pool. Here's how you do it for the hot tub. And he said, the hot tub will be at 104 degrees and the pool's however warm you want it. I said, well, in the winter, what do people usually run it at? He said, between 85 and 88.
That seems so warm to me. Okay.
Well, that's what he said. He said, it's funny. He said, because in the summer when it's, you know, 95 degrees and you jump in your pool and it's 89, you want it cooler. He said, but in the winter when it's cool, he said, 88 feels actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So I asked him, he said, you want me to set the heater? I said, why, can we go swimming? He's like, yeah, it'll be ready tomorrow.
Nice.
And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. He said, you could actually go in now. He goes, just don't open your eyes. He said, it's just, you know, chlorine and this and that. And so I said, how long does it take to get the hot tub going? He said, about an hour and a half. And I said, how about the regular pool, the other pool, or the pool rather? And he said, it's about an hour per degree to heat it. So the actual water temperature was 68 degrees. I was surprised.
From the faucet? Did you just do it from the hose?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 60. So it would take about a full day to get up to that.
Yeah, about 20. Yeah, 20 hours or so to get it up to.
But I mean, I imagine anything like once it gets to like 78, it's gonna feel pretty good, and then it's just gonna get warmer and warmer.
Depending on the day. Like if we're gonna go Christmas night or Christmas Eve night, my cousin's coming over, and I already told him to bring his bathing suit for a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And like going swimming, if it's 65 degrees at night, you kind of want it warm.
Sure, but I just meant, like, if you're waiting for it to heat up, if it's at 78, it's not going to be, like, You don't get hypothermia or anything.
Yeah.
Nice. So you must be. Did you go in anything today? Did you christen it yet? No.
No.
What are you waiting for?
Well, it's still filling it. We got about another 3 inches.
Oh, so it's not even full all the way.
Yeah, okay. It's just about done. It's on the sun shelf now, and it's working its way. But nice. It's so much better than I remembered it. I mean, the hot tub is a infinity hot tub.
Nice.
So it's like going to be flush level.
I got to start looking at flights pretty soon.
The colored lights are beautiful too. Just that was a great upgrade for $250.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So that's
like
a good one.
Like, there's like five different things that you can do. Like, you can do America where it just goes red, white, and blue.
Yeah, nice.
Then they have like Holiday where it does different colors.
Oh, red and green and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I'm like, for $250, that's a no-brainer.
Right. I mean, if it added like 10% on the cost of the pool, you're like, all right, I'm not going to bother. But for the amount you spent on it to add an extra $250, it's like, you know, at this point, you might as well.
And like even like we have jets on the side that shoots like water from, it can go from one end of the pool to the other,
mm-hmm.
or it's just a little jet that falls into the water. It just kind of shoots up at about 3 feet and then it comes right back down.
Mm-hmm.
And guy's like, "Do you have kids?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Yeah, this is a cool option for kids." He goes, "You think you'll ever have kids in the pool?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "My cousins will come down and stuff." He's like, "This is kind of a cool option because the kids like to play in it and this and that." And I'm like, "How much is that?" He's like, $200. I'm like, "Yeah, throw it in." Nice. Like you said, it's stupid. You know what I mean?
For those little, I mean, they add up.
They do add up, but.
But, you know, you're spending, you know, a lot of money on it anyway.
Like $800 on some really cool bells and whistles. It's worth it.
Right. Especially when it's your money and not mine.
Exactly.
All the upgrades. Eugene was happy for it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Cold snap down there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was nice today. We went for a walk with the dog, and I had my wind pants and my Grand Floridian pullover, and it was like to the point where I wanted to take that off.
Yeah.
So it was 69 today. Tomorrow, back into the 70s through the weekend. And
oh, nice.
Looks like another cold snap next week.
Well, because I saw somebody on Instagram, Mary's friend who works at Disney, not Amanda, the Brittany. She posted that it was like 39 degrees this morning.
Yeah, it might have been. I think it was in the low 40s here, so that sounds about right.
That's like crazy for Central Floridians.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens, what, once a year maybe it gets that low?
A few times. When we get cold snaps, it gets pretty chilly in Orlando because it's away from the coast.
So you got the pool. You're ready to go. Did you buy any, like, new swim trunks for the occasion, anything like that?
No, I've gotten two or three really good pairs, so I might need another couple because I'm probably going to do a hot tub all the time.
Like, but you could just like rinse them off, put them on the next day when they're still a little soggy.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Get right in the tub. That's nice. You're going to be out there like having your morning coffee in the hot tub.
I think so. What do you think? Don't you think? So,
do you get the TV up in there yet?
Nah, that's one of the, that's something else that we have to work on.
Get the sound system going. And then you got your whole kitchen too, right? That's like phase two of this project.
Yeah, that's going to be a few months.
Because you already have the stuff picked out, but you just got to get someone to do it, right?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's expensive, so we're going to wait a little bit, save the cash for that, because that's not a necessity.
No, I mean, granted, the pool's not either, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. So then it was beautiful. So then I call my guy for the patio furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally he was going to have it delivered the week after Thanksgiving. And he emailed me that week. He's like, "Are you ready?" And I'm like, "No." I'm like, "They still haven't put the screen up." I said, "It's going to be a couple weeks." He's like, "All right, just call me when you're ready." So I called today and I actually got the delivery guy. He's like, "Yeah, so-and-so went home." I'm like, "Oh, maybe you can help me." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I remember you." He goes, "I'm the delivery guy. I'm going to be delivering." I said, "All right." He's like, "We do Tuesday and Fridays up in your area." He goes, "You want me to come by Friday?" I'm like, "Absolutely."
Nice.
So he's going to have that all set. I'll have the lawn furniture all set for Friday.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I call my landscaper because we're getting these. We're putting in three palm trees. So we're putting one in the front and then two in the back by the lanai.
Okay.
So I was talking to one of my neighbors. He said, "We talked to the association." He said, "You know those ugly oaks that they put in everybody's yard?" I'm like, "Yeah, the ones that we already ripped out." He said, yeah, they said that if you put in two pine trees, it offsets an oak. He's like, so for the two oaks that you had in the backyard, if you put four pine trees in there, it offsets the oaks.
Pine trees or palm trees?
Palm trees, yes. Oh,
okay.
So I emailed my guy a couple days ago, and I said, can you just throw in a couple more of these trees? And he's like, yep. So I called him today, and he's like, he goes, how you doing? I'm like, good, we're ready to go. He goes, when do you want to do it? Because we have to send him 50% down so he can order all the stuff.
Right.
And I said, pretty much as soon as possible. He goes, how's next Tuesday? I'm like, you're kidding me. He's like, no. He goes, I can do it next Tuesday. I'm like, beautiful. So the landscaping is going to be done for Christmas.
Nice. You can put some lights on it, too. Put some lights on the palm tree.
It looks like garbage right now with all the weeds and the dirt. It's just like, I know that this is a process.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look out or you come home from and you look at your front yard and it's just like, oh, my God, it looks awful.
Yeah, you got to get somebody on that. Like, you could, if you're going to do it. But if you're going to hire somebody, get somebody in there, get it good. And then once it's decent, then just keep up on it, you know?
Yeah.
You have so little square footage, I can't imagine it would cost that much to have a lawn company come in and do a good job for you.
No, because I'm going to hire, because he said he does everything. And I said, okay. Look, I said, I like to cut my grass. It's just, it's my relaxation. I go, I know you don't save any money because they do your grass down here, $70 a month.
To cut it?
To cut it. $70 a month.
I mean, you have like 100 square feet of grass now.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
the
you
pool
still got
put
trim
in.
And you still got cut and you still got a little bit in the backyard.
That's true. But they probably get like 9 people on your street and like 30 in your neighborhood and it's worth it because they could just...
Exactly. He does a ton of volume, this guy.
Be there for the day and knock out 40, 50 lawns and he's just having a good day just in your neighborhood, you know?
But it's a good deal because they, you know, they cut 4 times in growing season. Then they only do it once in, you know, once every other week or every 3 weeks in the winter.
Right.
So, you know, that's how they're able to keep their costs down. But...
Mm-hmm.
But I asked him, I said, you know, will you handle the spraying and the trim? And I said, because I'll be honest with you, I said, I don't like to trim, like, bushes, and I don't like to do that stuff, and I'm not going to keep on top of it, and I'm going to let it go. He said, yeah, he goes, I got crews in here all the time. He said, we can come, like, every other week or once a month and trim up all of your...
All the ornamentals and stuff?
Yeah, all that stuff.
That's cool.
And like he said with the palm tree, he said it's got to be fertilized because a lot of palm trees are dying in this neighborhood because you don't know. You throw a tree and you don't know you got to fertilize it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he said you got to fertilize it. He said depending on how high you want it to go, he said that, you know, obviously that's how much you fertilize it. So if you want to keep it at a reasonable height, then we'd only fertilize X. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather pay you guys just to keep on top of that.
Yeah, it helps having someone who knows what they're talking about, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny because the people across the street, they put a pool in after the fact. So the landscaper came and redid their stuff. So I was out with Rhodey and I was over here in their conversation. He goes, what is it? The new development just throw a bunch of crap in? Like, do they even think about it? And he's like, no. He goes, see these three bushes? He said, they're going to die. And he's like, across the street where they get different sun, they're going to be fine. He said, but over here, there's no way. There's nothing you could do. You could water them. You could do whatever. They're going to die. Like, that's awesome.
But you know what they do, these developments, they pick out, like, the three cheapest things that are going to be hardy and that'll last, and they, like, do the same thing on every property.
Yep, exactly.
You know, they don't go, they have to do a certain amount with the city. That's why you got to put either the two trees or the oak or whatever. Like, there's all these, like, rules and regulations, whether it's the HOA or the, like, the group or the city or whatever.
Right.
A bunch of that nonsense, but that's how it is.
Yeah, the oaks are so ugly, too.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, you have the option for a palm tree and you got to put an oak.
Exactly.
I mean, you're in Florida. You might as well let the palms go. I know they're expensive. I don't know. Like,
no, they're $125 a piece. I don't find that expensive.
Well, how big are they, though?
I mean, they're immature. You know, they're smaller, but.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, if you get a, you know, a more mature one, it's obviously a lot more money. But that goes with any kind of plant. That's not bad. That's installed and everything.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Well, I mean, he's got all his labor, so when he quoted everything, he line-itemed everything, and then it was, like, labor, you know, $850 or whatever.
Okay, so he's not charging you for the tree installed. He's charging you for the tree, then he's charging you for labor or whatever.
Yeah, yep. That's how he's got it. He's probably throwing a little bit of markup, obviously, on the trees and all that stuff.
He's probably charging you retail for the tree, and he's paying wholesale, obviously.
Right.
So he's going to make a little there. Good. He should make money, right?
It's capitalism.
That's it.
Capitalism. It's a beautiful thing.
Speaking of beautiful things, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure.
This is a Sam Adams. It's their holiday porter from their winter mix pack. It's a 5.8% alcohol by volume, a robust and full-bodied porter. Not really any other information on there, but it's pretty good. It's a simple classic porter. But I figured with today's topic, you need a holiday porter is the way to go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you want to add here before we take our first break? Or are you ready to get right into it?
I'm ready to go, Bill.
All right, we'll take a break and be right back. All right, we're back from break. This is episode number 250. Can you believe it? 250 episodes of this nonsense?
250.
We're, what's that, 10 shows away from our five-year anniversary?
Crazy.
That's nuts. I mean, when we started it, I thought we'd make it to, like, June of the first year.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff have happened in the five years. Yeah, it's great. I mean, you've been in, like, five different houses.
I know, literally.
It's crazy. But here we are, you know, end of 2018, looking forward to 2019. And this week we're going a little off topic, a little off Disney, but, you know, that's what we do best. We're a Disney podcast, but I think we talk non-Disney best. And this week we're gonna be in the spirit, the holiday spirit. Christmas time is here, and we're going to talk our top favorite Christmas songs. And we have we each have our five favorite Christmas songs, and we have our bottom two, and maybe one or two honorable mentions at the end. We'll get to that. That'll be after the break, the honorable mentions. But we're going to play some of the songs. I mean, not in their entirety, but we'll play good little clips of each song as we go along. So I guess we should just get right into it. We'll be brief with our reasons, and we'll just go, and we'll judge each other, and we'll do our list. So why don't you start us off with your number five?
Yeah, this could have been 4-5 or 5-4, but it's Do You Hear What I Hear by Andy Williams.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ring through the sky, shepherd boy.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's, you can't go wrong. Andy Williams is like classic Christmas song. A lot of those like old school crooners, they're only known now for their Christmas songs. Like, obviously, they were hugely popular, but you don't hear, like, Andy Williams songs on the radio unless it's Christmas time.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of just goes to show. But those
versions... You know what's funny? Like, how all music evolves with the exception of Christmas music.
For the most part, yeah.
Like,
right.
No newer generations are better than, like, an Andy Williams.
For Christmas music. No, because, like,
correct.
Every, like, 3 years, there's, like, a new song that becomes a Christmas hit.
Yeah, like but, if it's fresh and it's new, yeah, but when they do the retakes.
Right, exactly. And there's some versions you like, but the originals are always, they stick with you for nostalgia and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of a nostalgia, this one's not as old school, but this one I really like. It's one that, you know, I told you I was going to pick mostly cheese, but this one's a more religious song. It's one I really like, and it's Mary Did You Know with Kenny Rogers and Wynonna Judd.
Oh, wow.
Do you know that one?
I'd have to hear it, but...
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday save the world?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
I've heard that. I like that song a lot. It's like a newer kind of religious one. It's not like a church song necessarily, I think, but it's got the religious tones, and that version I really like with the gambler there, so that's one of my top favorites. That was a late addition. I was going back and forth on a few, and I said, you know what? Every time that one comes on, I love it, so I got to put it on the list.
We were working feverishly last night, weren't we?
Yeah, YouTube's messages back and forth.
I mean, I was hitting your inbox with a bing, yeah. Bing, bing.
Good thing I turned off my notifications for email. I would have been getting woken up all night long.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, why don't you go with your number four?
We're going back to a classic, Bing Crosby. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Another one, Andy Williams, Bing Crosby, another one that you don't hear like just regular Bing Crosby songs, but come Christmas time, he's all over the joint.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be the only time we hear from him on this list, so let me give you a little sneak preview.
Now, it was funny because when we first moved down here, we were taking a ride up the coast, and sunroof was open, it was like 82 degrees, and I'm listening to that song, and we just started laughing, like giggling, because it was so weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you moved down right in December, right?
Yes.
Because Susie moved down.
Yeah, so I went from hell to
October
gorgeous.
Or something?
She came down the beginning of November.
Oh, okay, so it was about a month difference, right?
Yeah. I went back up and took care of a few items.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you were, like, saying it was weird. Like, the first year at Christmas felt weird to you, didn't it?
Ah, you're wearing sunglasses, you're driving around the beach, and they're playing that song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That is a good one.
This is weird.
It's a good song, and that is the best version of that song.
Okay.
So I agree with you on that one.
So I'm doing okay
so far. So far, so I'm not going to judge you on your Christmas songs. I would judge you on a couple if you picked them, but we'll see. So my number four, this one, another late addition. Like I said, I had like 10 or 12 that I had to pare down to 5. My top 3 was pretty solid, but my number 4 and 5 were wild card slots, and I ended up going with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Thurl Ravenscroft from the cartoon, the old school cartoon.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
I love that song. I do.
Susie likes that. Likes that movie.
Right.
She likes the song. I don't like it at all.
See, the thing is, though, this has a tie-in to Disney because Thurl Ravenscroft does a lot of voices at old school Disney. He's in the Haunted Mansion. He's in a few other attractions as well.
Yeah, you can hear that. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that was my number four. How about your number three?
Now we're going to start getting into some like church choir music.
Okay.
And I absolutely love Joy to the World in the church.
So, like, sung by a choir, like, you don't have any particular version.
No,
you just like
no,
a good choir with, like, the bells and the violins and all, like,
and the very, very strong organ.
Yeah.
I love the heavy organ.
That is the best song to sing in church on Christmas.
Yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone knows it, or at least everyone knows the first verse, and then, you know, you're celebrating, it's Christmas. So that is a good version. So a good orchestral or choir version of Joy to the World. Very
and
good.
I'll never forget, Chris and I went to Christmas Eve Mass, and it was snowing in Chaska, and we were at the church in downtown Chaska, and it was just... It was Hallmark movie. We're coming out. They're playing. The organ's going crazy. Father Paul's got the door open. He's ringing bells. Merry Christmas. And everybody was singing that song. And as we walked out the church, it was just heavy snow. And I was like, wow, this is like a Hallmark movie right here.
Quite a juxtaposition from the last one, listening with the sunroof down.
Yes.
And then now you get the snow falling. So they all have their reasons. So I got you there. So my number three, this could be the cheesiest of cheese of Christmas songs of all time. And I don't, like, the last few years, I've just fallen in love with this song. And it's Christmas Rapping by The Waitresses. Are you familiar with this one, Bill?
No.
You probably know. It's like 80s. It's, they go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
At least I'll have a one this year. Merry Christmas.
Dun dun
humbug, the last year's strong, cause it is my favorite. Here's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy to add to my already mad rush, just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Add his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year.
Isn't that a terrible, cheesy song?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I love it. I love that song. So that's my number three. What do you have for number two here?
Now we're going to a song that probably nobody's ever heard of.
Okay.
And the only time I have heard this song is at the Candlelight Processional.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Rejoice with Exceeding Great Joy.
Hmm.
And this song is upbeat. I remember Chris and I, we were like, I've never heard this song, but it's one of my favorite songs. It was freaking done awesome. There. Awesome.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. Oh, when they saw the star, they
And that's another thing, so it gives you another memory, because you're at the Candlelight Processional, you're right. At Epcot, Christmas time, you know, you're watching that, and then you hear this song that just sticks with you. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know it, so we'll hear it together here on the episode. I'm sure I've heard it, because I've done the Candlelight Processional, but it doesn't ring any bells just by the name.
It's very, very, very good.
So my number two, this is another very cheesy one, and it's Last Christmas by Wham. Which I'm just a huge fan of this one. George Michael, always a good choice. And I don't want to hear your version.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you want me to sing my version?
I do not. Anyone who wants to hear your version can message you privately on Facebook or Twitter.
And yeah, if you want me to, yeah, I'll send you the lyrics. And then there's no doubt about it. Every time you hear it in the car, you'll be singing it. The very next day. Gave it away. Like, how can you give that away?
Right.
I mean, it's physically...
What, your version, you mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Right.
It's a good song. Do you like that song generally?
Yeah, I like Wham. Wham's,
that's a good Wham's one. Yeah. That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, what's your number one, sir?
Number one, again, it's got to be a hardcore church choir.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels We Have Heard on High. Da, 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 da. Then you get the whole Gloria thing with the whole choir going and the bells are everything. Yes. Yeah.
Do you like that song?
It's a good song. A good church song. Yes. Yes. Number one. I'm actually surprised that's your number one. It's a good one.
Really?
I'm just surprised that you didn't have like a more specific, like cheesy song. But you're just not in a bad way. I'm just like, you of all people who loves 80 cheese, you don't have
right,
any
you
of
weren't,
the,
yeah.
the cheese on your list like I do.
Yeah, mine's a very, very traditional top five. Yeah.
So my number one, you'll like this one. It's kind of a mix of cheese and traditional. And it's the little drummer boy with Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Peace on earth. I almost had that in my top five.
Can it be? Da 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 da. Feel the day of glory. It's my favorite Christmas song. Love it.
Has it always been?
For quite a long time. The last 10 years or so, definitely.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
And
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day
we bring
of glory.
See the day
of goodwill. Live in peace,
so
peace on earth.
When we come, every child must be made. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man, to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's
for my child and your child too.
You'll
see the day of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of goodwill live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
Love that song. And the music video is so cheesy. Have you seen that?
I'm sure I have.
Like, Bing Crosby just shows up at David Bowie's house. He's like, oh, hey, Bing. And he's like, David? And then they just break out singing the song. It's so bad. The music video is cheesy, but the song's amazing. The song is absolutely amazing. So now this is the part I'm really waiting for here, is the bottom two.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling there could be some words between us. So why don't you go ahead and give me your number two least favorite song.
Number two least favorite song is Santa Baby.
Any version. Just any the song version. In general. Yeah, it's not a great one. It didn't make awful. It all the way to my bottom, but I could totally understand you not liking that one.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
My number two is the depressing one by John Lennon. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? I don't like that song.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
I don't really like John Lennon after the Beatles broke up. Like, Beatles I like, but John Lennon on his own, no thanks.
Don't like the Beatles.
I like the Beatles. I like their old stuff, like when they were just still poppy before.
Do you
they
like
got
the
preachy.
Rolling Stones?
A little bit. Not a huge. Like, I'm not a huge music buff, like history.
Because
like
people say you either like the Stones or you like the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I was. I like the Stones. I'm not that I would see them in concert, but I like the Stones, and I do not like anytime a Beatles song comes on. Boop.
See, I like all the older, like I said, like the more cheerful, like poppy stuff before they got preachy. And started doing drugs, you know. So what's your least favorite Christmas song?
That's funny because it's one of his partners, and I actually liked him more, obviously, as I'm talking about not liking the Beatles, when he went off and did solo.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time.
That is such, like, that song, people, that's very divisive, because that's one of my favorites.
Is it really?
But it's kind of, I've kind of gotten sick of it the last few years. Like, I used to really like it. And they didn't play it a lot, so you'd hear it like three or four times throughout the Christmas season, and you'd get into it. And then something happened like 5 years ago where it got played like every third song, and I started getting sick of it.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah, because I guarantee if I put my station on 105.5 The Dub, that's going to be on like either right now or in 5 minutes.
Yeah, within like 20 minutes it's on.
Right.
No matter what. And speaking of songs that are overplayed and overrated, the number one worst Christmas song is Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, that live version. That is absolute garbage.
Can't. I don't like it. Garbage. Anyways.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, not that many. You've been good, not that many. Oh, what are you asking for? New drum set? Saxophone?
I hate that. I don't like Bruce Springsteen anyway. Like, I think he's probably the most overrated rock star ever. As far as people that are, like, obsessed with him.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And that's the worst version of, admittedly, not a great song. It's terrible. I hate that so much. Hate that song. It might be my least favorite song, period. That version.
Oh, ever.
Yeah, just, like, non-Christmas, but I hate it. So that's a nice way to end a Christmas episode, just with pure hatred in my heart.
Absolutely.
Isn't that nice? It brings us back to where we should be.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go to confession this Saturday.
So we're going to
4 o'clock.
Bam. Yeah, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and talk about our honorable mentions and wrap it up, because I got a lot of editing to do, get some of these songs in here. So let's take our second break and we'll be right back.
I don't want a lot.
Alright, we're back from break. You just got through listening to episode number 250 of the Por Favor podcast. We talked our top 5 favorite and our 2 least favorite Christmas songs. We have a few honorable mentions in here to go through, and then we'll just wrap everything up. Like I said, there's a lot of music to be put in, and you guys will hear all the finished product. It'll be a nice way to get through it. And the beautiful thing is, instead of having to listen to like 3.5 minutes of all these songs, it's going to be like 45 seconds, a minute. So it's like a nice little like medley. Get through it quick. And plus you get to hear us in between. What could be better? It's the perfect. You could play this at your Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It would be perfect. You get 10 great songs in there. You get our witty banter. Beautiful. Like, you will be the talk of the town. So that's my advice.
Speaking of my new smart TV, I can play stuff from my phone. Should I play this podcast for Christmas Eve dinner?
Oh, that would be lovely.
From my cousin?
Your cousin still has ours pop up randomly at his house, doesn't he?
Yes. That's awesome, isn't it? He doesn't know how to get rid of it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll come home because I leave the radio on for the dog when I go off to work. And when I come home at lunch and take her around the block, he goes, like, it sounds like you're in my house. I'm like, what the? Oh, it's that podcast. Because I can't take it off my playlist.
It's 4 years later.
And the beautiful thing is, it's the same one. So it's not like it's recycling, like it's giving them different podcasts. It's the same one.
It's not updating. It's one crappy episode from 2015 that's still going.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic. All right, do you have any honorable mentions you want to talk about?
You know what? I'll give my wife's, because she gave me 2 of hers.
Okay, perfect.
She has a chorus version of Alleluia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And her second one is O Come All Ye Faithful.
That's a good one, too.
That is a good one.
A lot of religious songs in the Hurley homestead there, huh?
Yeah, we like those. Yeah, we like those.
At Christmas. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
You know what's so funny?
What's that?
This is stupid. When I went back to, you know how you and I kind of went back and we got confirmed later in life? So I'm like at my first, like, you know, I didn't just go for, I was going straight through and this and that. So, you know how they start playing the Christmas, and I look over at Kristen, I'm like, this is a Christmas song. And Kristen like just started laughing. She's like, no, this is, like, I was like, I had been away from the church for so long. Like, I'm like, oh, well, this is like a Christmas song. And she's like, what do you think it is? Where do you think we are? Just it just didn't
they kind of like Christmas there. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. So my honorable mentions, I got a couple here. The one I went with Sarah's favorite, and I didn't have to ask her because I already know what it is. It's Mariah Carey, "All I Want for Christmas Is You."
Okay, let's talk about this for a second.
You're probably not a fan, right?
No, I love it. I was actually going to put it on, and here's the reason why. There was a time we were coming back from a Patriots game, and it was Christmas time. And me and Jay Morby, my best friend at the time, we were sitting in the back seat of whoever was driving, and we were drinking Jägermeister.
Oh, boy.
And I had my Richard Todd helmet on. And
you had a Dick Todd helmet on?
I had a Richard Todd, yeah. I had the old school New York Jets, and like I cut out the 1-4 out of a piece of paper and taped it on the back of my helmet so it looked like a...
How old were you at this point?
In your 20s, I was right? old. This thing was hanging in my parents' basement. I was old enough to drink, so I was like 22.
Yeah, okay.
But I was wearing my Richard Todd helmet in the back in the back seat, finishing up. We were finishing up our Jägermeister on Route 1
before
we got on the highway. And I vividly remember we were on 495 heading south to get on the 95 to Providence. And that song came on, and me and Morby were belting that thing
out. Oh, of course. That's the best belting song. Yeah.
So it goes back great memories of me being blitz drinking Jägermeister.
That's a great song. It's a great song for, like, if you're at a Christmas party, it comes on, everyone's singing it.
It's a great song.
Yes, it is.
It's fantastic. Very, very good job by the wife on that one.
And then two that I really like, but I couldn't like hammer down a specific version. I love the 12 Days of Christmas. A lot of like the one with the Muppets, and there's some good versions, but I didn't want
to. We used to sing that in Connecticut. One. That was almost going to be on.
Yeah, just the Scott version. And then another one that I don't know if it's really a Christmas song, but it's from one of those old school like. Stop motion Christmas movies. It's the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser. Do you know that one?
No.
And the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy do a really good version. I'll probably play that to take us out of the episode. I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Warm. Da 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 da. It's a good song.
I mean, for Christmas songs for being so popular, you've picked about five right now that I've never heard.
Well, that's the thing. I don't go with the mainstream.
You're like 9 years old and we have this huge age gap. Like, where is this stuff coming from?
Well, no, this the Rankin Bass thing, that was a year without a Santa Claus. That was like 1960. So you've definitely seen that back in the day. You just probably don't remember the music. But that's good. So now we're going to wrap it up. Like I said, so we got a lot to talk about or a lot to insert here. You're going to hear a lot of great Christmas songs. Again, play this at your parties, at your social gatherings.
Absolutely.
Maybe at your work. If you work retail, just put it over the loudspeakers. Like, Por Favor Mary played at the Gap.
Yes.
It was on repeat all day. It would be great fun.
Wouldn't it?
Last Christmas. Da, 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 da. All right. You can find us online at... on Twitter, Facebook, at Por Favor Podcast. Go to porfavorpodcast.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, where you can get your podcast. Just search for Por Favor Podcast. You can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/porfavorpodcast. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. And you can email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com. Mike?
You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast, or you can follow me on Twitter @PorFavorMike.
Yes, and I assume we're going to see a lot of Facebook Lives from the jacuzzi and the pool very soon.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll do a live episode, and you could be on your phone in the hot tub. I'll be in the studio.
You know, I was going to text you because we got to start going live a little more.
And it's just been tough. Like, our schedules haven't been, you know, we haven't really, but we're trying to get better. In the new year, we'll probably try to schedule once a month and do a live
episode. We got to do it because it's fun and people enjoy it.
Yeah,
it is
good.
When I say people, like Por Favor Joe and Por Favor Mike.
Yeah, and you and I.
It's basically just a golf trip, but, you know, because we're away from each other, we
that's true.
Get together.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's going to do it. Thank you for listening to episode number 250 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejado de los Podcast. For my co-host Mike down in Florida, my name is Gary. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. Dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the star.
too much.
Oh, I'm too much, baby.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much. I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have it 30, 20 than 5. Let it freeze.
Ooh, it's cold in here, baby. It's much too cold in here for you now. Come on.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser.
Too much.
Too much.